Hi, this is Drew, and thanks for listening to our podcast. Hopefully, you've been enjoying our show for a while now, but if you're a brand new listener, then the next 50 seconds are not for you, so just go ahead and fast forward a bit. I just wanted to ask our longtime listeners to consider becoming patrons of The Drew Marshall Show, because by throwing us just a few bucks each month, you'll be helping what many tell us is the most brutally authentic spiritual show they've ever heard stay on the air. Look, as loyal podcast listeners, you've been getting the same programming our radio listeners have been hearing live Saturdays 1 to 5 for the last 16 years. Except you get to hear everything commercial-free, you smart consumer, you. Well, because of a brand new arrangement with our studio, our expenses have now gone through the roof. And to be brutally honest, we could use the help to cover those costs. So just before you go to bed tonight, maybe you could stop by our website and click on the giant click here to become a patron sign. And if a whole bunch of you were able to scrounge up like $4 per month, then individually your $4 would have just made a massive difference in helping us cover what it costs to bring you the Drew Marshall Show. Okay, that's it. Sorry to bug you. Now on with the show. I hope you have a good sleep tonight after you become a patron. Sand castles built tall in between the tides. Maybe I'm hiding behind metaphor. All right, I want to read to you the lyrics of this song. It kills me that we're turning it down, but just have it playing in the background a little bit, Tim. I'm turning out the lights to remember how to see until a renaissance takes place and resuscitates the color of paint in divinity. As if God hid the building blocks of every beautiful thing in this game of hide and seek, I can't help but think that ordinary has swallowed the key. What? Bodies fashioned out of dirt and dust, for a moment we get to be glorious. Ice sculptures adorned in light, sandcastles built tall in between the tides. Maybe I'm hiding behind metaphor. Maybe my heart needs to break to be sure. One day I'll wear it all on my sleeve, the insignificant with the sacred unique. But I've fallen in love with a ghost, and I lost my balance when I needed it most. This blurry photograph is proof of what I'm not sure, but it feels like truth. I'm stuck swimming in shadows down here. It's been forever since I came up for air. Flashlight in hand, determined to find authenticity only poetry could even begin to try to describe. Bodies fashioned out of dirt and dust, for a moment we get to be glorious. What if we already are who we've been dying to become? In certain light, I can plainly see a reflection of magnificent hidden in you, maybe even me. That was the song, or is the song, those are the lyrics, for my personality type 4 on the Enneagram. The Individualist, and this song was put together painfully by Sleeping at Last, a.k.a. Ryan O'Neill, singer, songwriter, producer, composer, and recently released Atlas Enneagram, 9 songs for the 9 Enneagram types. Ryan.
Hello.
So there's a little bit of me that hates you right now.
Well, too bad, because you already made my day by reciting those lyrics in the kind words.
Dude, you, like, I'm already at the point in life where, I don't know, maybe I've got too much buildup of estrogen from the beer I've drank my entire life. but so I'm, it doesn't take me a whole lot to leak, but that first line, like I'm turning out the lights to remember how to see. You don't know this about me, but years ago, I for the last week of Lent, I chose to give up my eyesight. I had a friend of mine source out contact lenses that took my vision away, so I went blind for the week so that I could maybe see better.
Oh, my goodness. I've never heard of that. That's amazing.
Yeah.
How was that experience?
It was illuminating. It was. There are times where I want to close my eyes and go back. Actually, I still find myself closing my eyes when it gets too busy, or when I'm actually trying to find something in the dark. If I close my eyes, I can see better.
You can kind of piece together where things are in your mind, huh? That's
yeah. Yeah.
It's really beautiful.
So forgive me for being an old fart, but I didn't know about you. And so I'm in the room here with my millennial interns, and one of them is like losing their mind because you're on my show today. Dude, you're a big deal.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate hearing that.
Yeah, it's also a little weird. Sleepingatlast.com, sleepingatlast.com. Okay, so live like stupid irritatingly limited time left here. So let me ask you, why did you get into the Enneagram? I got into it because I had numerous fractured relationships that I, and all of a sudden I realized I was the common denominator, and I was desperately needing to grab on to something that would help de-jerk myself a little bit. How about you?
So I actually was introduced to it through my friend, who I think was just on the show.
Chris. We just hung up with him.
Chris Hewitz. Yeah, so Chris Hewitz is a longtime friend of mine, and he stayed with my wife and I. This is probably about 8 years ago, and he's like, "Yeah, you guys familiar with the Enneagram?" And I'm like, "Wait, is that another personality thing?" I'm out.
Yep.
And he began to explain it, and I of course respect Chris, so I gave him the time of day to articulate what what the whole thing was, and he walked through each of the nine types. And even after our conversation, which was several hours long, I was still a little bit skeptical. I'm like, "That's interesting, but I don't know if I believe it." And then literally every day since, I have seen the echoes of some of the information that he shared about each type, like hidden in every relationship I have and every conversation. I'm like, "Oh my gosh, yeah, my parents are that type, and this makes sense, and that makes sense, and I'm this type," and so I completely understand how I relate to the world all of a sudden.
Amazing. It is. You know what bugs me is that I'm so, like, I'm cooler than this. I don't get excited about stuff. but this Enneagram business is, it really has rocked my world, and I do get thrilled talking about it. And then along comes you with these stinking songs. I mean, like that one, I know really well, a three, an achiever, and that song is exactly what that person needed to hear, because you come at it with the truth of what the Enneagram is, with this sort of undertone of skid mark and overtone of affirmation.
I'm going to use that in my description of the song. That's amazing. I appreciate it, especially hearing that. I'm actually married to a type 3, and I'm a type 9. So,
good luck with that.
She helps me. I swear, like, my integration pattern is actually 2-3, or up to 3. She helps me get motivated. I bring her down, of course, several notches. But
yeah, so good. Now, what about, like, a lot of people I know these days, they happen to also be into, like, God stuff or spiritual stuff, as well as the Enneagram. Like, has that been your journey as well, or are you are you a raging atheist or something?
No, I'm a believer of God entirely, and I'm comfortable not at all knowing what that means.
Yes, so, nice.
So I was raised in a Christian home, and have appreciated so much of the teachings in Christianity, but I've also sort of realized, I think as I get older, that the more certain I am of anything, the more wrong I likely am of everything.
Yeah.
So I feel like I've been trying out this rule in my life over the last few years, and every thought that I have about God, I ask the question, does this make God bigger or smaller? And if it's smaller, then I ignore it, and I always choose whatever I believe or whatever I think has to support God being bigger. So I've been enjoying that thought process for many years, but it's a big part of my life, and it kind of comes naturally through the songs and in my writing. I've kind of actually when I began writing songs when I was about 13 or 14 years old, oddly enough, at that age, it felt really important to me to never force my faith into my music and never force it out of my music. So whenever a thought or an idea needs to come through that happens to be a spiritual one, I take my hands off.
You know, everything you just said, combined with some of the musical stylings you have, would suggest to me that you are a long-lost brother of Sufjan Stevens.
I love Sufjan Stevens. I think he's an incredibly gifted musician.
Yeah, you're just, even the stuff that's coming out of your yap is similar to out of your yap. That's nice.
I love you.
Yeah. So Sleeping at Last can be heard frequently on popular TV shows and films such as Twilight Saga, Breaking Dawn, Part 1, Grey's Anatomy, American Idol, The Fault in Our Stars, Trailer, Great movie, by the way. Jane the Virgin, yes. So You Think You Can Dance, Criminal Minds, Bones, Supergirl, Vampire Diaries, and one of these things is not like the other. The Ellen DeGeneres Show?
Yep. exactly.
So what, they featured one of your tunes?
Yeah, I think, I'm trying to remember, I think it was a dance routine that like a really gifted, I think like maybe a 9-year-old dancer went on and danced one of my songs.
Very cool. Very cool.
Yeah, it was really cool.
Well, I know this isn't a big thing, but I just want to let you know, I don't get fanboy a lot, but when it happens, it can get really, really awkward. Like sometimes restraining orders are needed. But your tunes, man, I'm telling you, just really, really well done. I think I like that your tunes so much because I am a 4, actually.
I love that you're a 4. 4s are incredible. They really are. They are beautiful. They are the beauty of the Enneagram.
Don't. Stop. Don't.
No, say it again. Say it again.
No, don't make me sing. Don't make me sing.
Yeah,
an SNL skit that I always think of.
Totally. Yeah. Well, okay, so what's next for you? Just before we say goodbye, I want people to follow you, creep on you, whatever they need to do, socials, you know, the whole thing. What's next? Oh, by the way, no, actually, here's what I really want to know. My engineer's giving me the we're running out of time single here, but, dude, when are you coming out with 9?
It's coming soon. I'm knee deep in the writing of it. So my guess is it'll be out in the next couple months at the latest. So I'm excited. It's my type, so I have to return to who I am.
Oh, that's why. That's why it's taken so long to get.
That might be coming out in 2038.
Exactly. The peacemaker / avoider. Well done. Everyone else is covered, but not you. Yeah. Good job.
Exactly. Much more comfortable dealing with other people's baggage.
Yeah. Well, listen. Go check this out, man. Go there right now. SleepingAtLast.com. Do it. Pop the trunk. And you're a Chicago guy, right?
I am, yep.
Yeah, we just had Mancow Muller on the show. Have you ever heard of him? Radio?
Yeah, totally. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, he's been a part of my childhood.
Yeah, he was just on earlier in the show. We were talking about Harvest and James McDonald and all that stuff. So.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it's nice that we ended on a high note with you. Dude, thank you very, very much.
Thank you so much. What an honor, seriously.
Thank you. Take care. Have a great weekend, man.
You too. Take care. Thanks so much.
Bye, Ryan. Bye.